I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Navigating your ag business from stress to success is an online course sponsored by UW-Madison Division of Extension's Farm Management Program and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center. Joy Kirkpatrick, UW-Madison Division of Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist, says it's a three-step program.
The content is kind of set up in what we call a three-step process where we'll go through some materials to help them think about where they are now. So that helps them identify their specific stressors, but also helps them describe their farm, how it's running, and those kinds of things. So it's kind of that, where are you now? And then we go through the second step is, where do they want to be? This is where it's more about their vision, their future goals, what, you know, defining what success looks like for them to give them a kind of a clear direction. And then that third step is, how do you get there? So that's that final piece where we're helping them put together an action plan that's practical and achievable so that they can really start checking off the to-do list to kind of reach that goal.
By participating in this program, farmers can build a more resilient and sustainable future for their businesses and their families. Participants will have access to the Zoom link and other key links for the program.
We call this an asynchronous and synchronous class. So the asynchronous part is that people can go online within this platform and read materials, watch videos, listen to articles if they'd rather listen rather than read, and they kind of go through some steps. But then we meet with them virtually through Zoom meetings as a group. We'll meet together and talk about different things so that they meet other people in the class. They can build support networks through that, get ideas from each other. They also get access to a facilitator who can meet with them one-on-one and help them with their planning and how they want to get started with addressing their issues. So with that mix of asynchronous and the synchronous are those live group meetings, there's a way to really focus on things.
Kirkpatrick says well-being is another aspect of the program.
We want to give some tools and some small ideas about how they can build some de-stressing activities into their day. So hopefully little things that can kind of de-stress and let go so that those don't build into bigger things.
Those interested can begin the next Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success online course January 1st. For more information about the online course, go to go.wisc.edu/NYAB or email joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-3485. The time is now to pause and reflect on those who are making a difference in your life. Nominations are being accepted for the 2025 Making a Difference Awards. All nominees for these awards come from the public. The criteria for the nominations are that the nominee must be a resident of Richland County and businesses must either be located in or doing business in Richland County. There are many categories for the Making a Difference Awards. They are Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization Award, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year Award, Best Face Forward, along with Community Stewardship Award, Emergency Responder, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Up and Coming Youth Award, and new this year, Employee of the Year. This award was added to honor the everyday person who shows up and does their job with a great attitude and passion and inspires others and perhaps the company to want to do better and serve others. Typically not someone in the limelight, but just the old faithful. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference in care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, Post Office Box 651, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com or drop the information off at 1313 West Seminary Street. That would be Suite 100 in Richland Center. Nominations are due by Monday, January 6th at 5 o'clock. As the year comes to a close, the American Red Cross asks donors to give blood or platelets now. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Four opportunities to give will be held this week. The first will be Tuesday from 11 until 4 at the Comfort Inn in New Lisbon. The second will be held Thursday, January 2nd, from 1 until 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. Two blood drives will be held Friday, January 3rd. The first will be from 11:30 until 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Arena Fire EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. has promoted consumption of raw milk. Is raw milk illegal in Wisconsin?
Raw milk sales are generally illegal in Wisconsin, except for incidental sales directly to consumers at dairy farms. These sales become illegal if conducted as a regular business or if they are advertised. President-elect Donald Trump's health secretary pick, Robert Kennedy Jr., has signaled support for raw milk, which some public health authorities warn is unsafe due to the risk of bacteria like E. coli. Advocates claim nutritional benefits, but experts say evidence is insufficient. A 2023 Wisconsin bill to license raw milk sales failed to pass. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
2024 will go down as an impactful year in the history of the Ice Age National Scenic Trail and the Ice Age Trail Alliance. From trail construction milestones to record-breaking volunteer efforts and record-setting use, the Alliance continues to lead the way, preserving and enhancing the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. The Ice Age National Scenic Trail now boasts 702.6 miles of blazed, hike-ready trail, an increase from 698 in 2023. Volunteers continue to be the backbone of the Alliance's success. In fiscal year 2024, volunteers logged 103,439 service hours on trail-related activities, a new record surpassing last year's high of 100,000 hours. Those contributions tracked by the National Park Service's Volunteer in Parks program position the Ice Trail among the nation's top national parks for volunteer engagement.